Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for you and people's heart will be richer and happier, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I have been sharing this Meditation Sutra content, the 13 steps of the visualized meditation. And now it's almost coming to the end. It's 12 steps. Well, before starting this series, I thought maybe it's not so interesting to just to follow up what's written in the sutra. However, seems like people like to know what's written in the sutra, and it is much more dramatic and colorful than people usually has imagined. But anyway, let's go to the content. Well, in the 12 these steps, it's written there that now what you visualize is that the time of your birth at the Pure Land. Isn't it interesting? You visualize how you'll be born in the Pure Land. Well, when you'll be born in the Pure Land, it's so different from the human birth. In the Pure Land, if you be born, or the birth is that you'll be inside of the lotus flower. I mean, it's not small, okay? It's big. I don't know how big, but it's a big, the lotus, the beautiful, pure, and gorgeous, the lotus flower. And it says that, imagine that it is inside of the petal, and it is closed, and visualize that it will start to open, and when the petal of the lotus flower that you are inside, and also you're sitting there, not lying down, you're sitting there, and when the petal gradually opens, 500 color light will illuminate your body. 500 colors. Well, I can imagine 7 colors of a rainbow, but how it's much more different colors in the human world. 500 color of light. And also visualize that your heart eye, spiritual eye, is also open. And then you see the Buddhas and Bodhisattva here and there. It's in all the air. And I think you remember in some steps that you visualize the lake of the Pure Land, of course the trees of the Pure Land, etc. And you listen to the beautiful musical voices of the birds of the lake and in the trees. By the way, the trees in the Pure Land has a thousand of instrumentals, make sound of the thousand of instrumental play at the same time, beautiful music. And you increase your joy, your happiness, your enlightenment. Well, and that those the musical sounds of the birds and the trees on the lake, and will increase your joy, increase your happiness, increase your richness of the heart and enlightenment. And this sutra says, when you get out of the summer, even you got back to the daily life, don't forget this image. And if you are, if you're visualizing like this, then many Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, who are the separated spirit of the Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, will surround you and support you. And this is the 12th step, and next is the last step, 13th step. Well, I don't know why, but it's very short, and it starts like, visualize that the small Buddha image of the Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, is on the lake. I wondered why, so to visualize, it's written here, to visualize small, and I think other people would wonder too. That's why it's next is written that size of Amida Buddha is infinite. Of course, it's a great spirit of the universe. And it is, and freely can change the size in anywhere in the universe. It can be huge and it can be small. It can be even tiny, but all the forms are golden color. And it's because to let you visualize the small size of image of Amida Buddha is because the wishes of the as great spirit of the universe to give you the infinite happiness, which means to let you for sure to be able to unify it. And in this text it says in the really, really end that Avalokiteshvara, Kannon Bodhisattva and Seishi Bodhisattva, both two Bodhisattva are help of Amida Buddha and transform all beings to the light and love. Now before in the text it says that to visualize that comes this Avalokiteshvara, Kannon Bodhisattva, and this Seishi Bodhisattva are rescuing the unrescued spirit, saving the unsaved spirit. But this time it's not written that to visualize, it's saying that these two Bodhisattva are transforming and the all beings to the light and love. And it's very, very much deep messages in here. The message is that one step before you visualize that you're born in the pure and light. It means you are already a Bodhisattva, and what the Bodhisattva do just after reverse to the pure land, in the pure land, say supposed to do Genso Echo. Return to transfer, which means that come back to this human world and to in order to t- take other beings to the Pure Land to transform other people's heart to the light and love, and take them to the Pure Land, this infinite, the world of infinite joy. So what in the last step, which is the last sentence, is saying that now you are already in a journey, you finished the journey of your journey, of your spiritual journey, from the sunset meditation to the rebirth, to the born in the Pure Land. Now, go back to the human world and transform other beings' heart to the light and the love, as can these two bodhisattva doing to help Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe. Now it's your turn to do. This is the message of the last sentence. Yes, I do wish that you, time to time, you visualize this journey, this 13 steps journey, the spiritual journey to the rebirth, born to the Pure Land, and in the end, 13 steps determined to live in this human world, to support the wish of the great spirit of the universe, transform other beings' heart to light and love. May you and people around you and people in the world, as a boy or girl, would have a journey, go travel, adventure in the fairy tale, fight with monsters in the forest, which is a symbol of the karma, and get the treasure during the journey and bring back to the people the treasure, the true self. True yourself is the bright internal Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe. May you and people around you and people in the world manifest the internal great spirit of the universe, the light and the love.